السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we present to you lesson number 2264 of our daily nasiha and advice. Today, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on the 9th of Rajab. And Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas in radiallahu an, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas is buried there in Madinah Munawwara in Baqi. His father, so is buried there in Guangzhou, there in China. I've been there, and is written there also, Abu Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas. People confuse it sometimes. He says, Qul tu ya Rasulullah, I ask the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyun nasi ashaddu bala'an, that which people have the greatest of test and trial. Qul al-anbiya, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the prophets and messengers. This is to elevate their rank and status. They are ma'soom, protected from all types of sin. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the greatest trials. Uzitu fillah ma lam yu'za ahad. No one was given so many trials and tests like how I was tested. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. Then those people who follow in the footsteps, in the path of the prophets and messengers, see the beloved Sahaba, companions of Nabi alayhi salam, the Tabi'een, the Awliyaullah, the Imams, four schools and so forth and so on. يُبْتَلُ الْأَبْدُ عَلَىٰ حَسَبِ دِينِهِ. A person will be put to trial according to how firm he is on his deen and Islam. فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي دِينِ سُلْبَى. If he is firm and rigid and he is standing firm, not selling out and no hypocrisy and no double standards, اِشْتَدَّ بَلَاؤُهُ. His tests and trials will be more and more, then Allah will give him victory. وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي دِينِهِ رِقَّةٌ. And if he has weakness in his deen and so forth, meaning that he is not so steadfast and so on, so ubtuliya ala hasabi deenihi, so he will be put to trial according to his capacity. فَمَا يَبْرَحُ الْبَلَىٰ. And this continuous bala and trials and tests will continue بِالْأَبْدْ حَتَّى يُتْرَكَهُ. So much so that it will leave him يَمْشِي عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. Before death it will leave him. وَمَا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ خَطِيئَةٍ. And he will be parked, safe, pure, purified and cleansed by Almighty Allah. So we might consider it a calamity, but remember it is a blessing in disguise, that either it is to elevate our rank or either it is to cleanse us from our vices and sins. Simple example, a person is sick. What do we say? La ba'asa tahurun, inshallah, no problem. Allah Ta'ala is purifying you from the sins. So the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, so the hadith I quoted now of Anbiya in Summal Amthal Fal Amthal in Ibn Majah. So may Almighty Allah keep us steadfast on Iman. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.